Good evening and welcome to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Vikings pregame show on Kicks Country 99.5. I'm Wes James along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne, and the one-man party, Marty Rogers, down on the far end of the stadium. And a little school by the name of Pebblebrook, the Falcons from up in Atlanta. 5A school has made the long trek down I-75 to get a taste of the Viking tonight here at the Concrete Palace, the Palace of Pain. And I tell you what, I'm looking for a big, big game, especially in the first half, out of our Lowndes High Vikings, Bill.
They certainly are. And I tell you, this is a team we've never faced. The Vikings, we're facing about four teams this year out of the 10 games we have in regular season that we've never seen before. Last week, South Gwinnett, first time we ever faced them. Tonight against the Pebblebrook Falcons, our first time facing them, too. But we're going to be looking at not a mirror of ourselves, but a wing T offense, a 4-3 defense, and we'll go into a lot more details about that.
Bill, last week the South Gwinnett Comets came into town, and it was a pretty tight ball game in the first half, 13-0. Fourth in the third quarter, we just exploded like we always do, or like we're accustomed to happening.
Yeah.
And it was 28-0 going to the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, in the span of about 5.5 minutes, it went from 28-0 to 28-20.
Yeah, it was a team that I was commenting at the end of the third quarter. We have been used to just getting out to these great big leads, and then we kind of lay back a little bit and we coast. And some people, you say, take your foot off the gas. Maybe that happened just a little bit, and a lot of teams we play are down and defeated that much. They tend to roll over, but not the South Gwinnett Comets. These guys continue to play after play after play, and until the very last play of the ball game, which they scored a touchdown on, they thought they had a chance to get back in this ball game.
Bill, remember that all the information we pass along to our listeners, just want to remind you that it's available to you at www.thevikingvoice.com, your source for Lowndes High Radio Sports Broadcast. Thevikingvoice.com is also the place where you can find all the season staff rosters and news that you can't find anywhere else about Lowndes High Viking football, including archive games and coaches' shows broadcast. When you visit thevikingvoice.com, you'll find a link to 99.5 Kicks Country, our home for all the football radio broadcasts. So if you can't get us on the radio, get us on the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com or directly at 99.5kickscountry.fm. Then click the Listen Here, and before you know it, you'll be keeping up with your favorite team, the Lowndes High Vikings. And I tell you what, let's take a break. And when we return, we'll take a look at some state and national polls and preview some games of interest around the area. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame show on 99.5 Kicks Country. Welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame show. And thank you to some of our sponsors, Astro Exterminating, Austin's Cattle Company, Southern Recycling, Catfish One, where the Viking voice goes to eat on Thursdays, and Langdell Honda Kia. And, Bill, before we get into our national polls and state national polls, let's take a look at last week's ball game and some of the stats. Actually, the Comets, 13 first downs to our Vikings, 10. And Vikings, 41. We carried the ball 41 times for 293 yards. 32 rushes for the Comets for 208 yards. We were 6 of 14 for 135 yards. They were 14 of 32 for 135 yards. We had 55 total plays. They had 64. Total offense, 428 to 343. And it's been a while since our defense has given up that much offense. But, Bill, 80% of that came in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I would say, if not all, that halftime, the Comets had 66 total yards, both passing and rushing. So you can see over 300 of those yards happened in the second half. And as you said, most of them in the fourth quarter or the last series of the third quarter.
Bill, the defensive player of the game last week was Mikeyon Padgett. Offensive player, no doubt about it, Troy the Mailman Braswell. Scout team player was Tevin Brown. And tell you what, when you get those guys working that hard, especially those scout team players, they don't get a lot of recognition. And we'd like to mention those guys on Friday nights for all that they do. And while we're mentioning something, tell us a little bit about the Touchdown Club.
Yeah, the Touchdown Club, of course, if you want to help support the Lowndes High Vikings, the Touchdown Club is the way to do it. It's a great organization. You can join for as little as $25 as an individual or upwards of $500, depending on how much you want to support. these Lions High Vikings. All of that within, I mean, other than very, probably less than a percent of everything they collect goes back into the program and for the kids. We don't pay anybody or anything like that, but some office expense and things like that. But we have spotlighted them on our Tuesday night coaches show out at Loco's Grill and Pub. And if you haven't been out there, you need to make plans at 6:45 every Tuesday during the season at Loco's Grill and Pub. We have the Lions High Randy McPherson coaches show. And we're doing, for our Touchdown Club members that come to the coaches show this year, they can get a ticket. And at the end of the show, we're going to draw someone's name or someone's ticket. And if you hold that ticket and you are there, you will have your meal paid for by TheVikingVoice.com on Tuesday nights at Loco's Grill and Pub. So one more reason to join the Lions High Viking Touchdown Club.
Of course, yep. And so we invite you to be there. And don't tell Bill, folks, if you're listening, don't tell Bill. But if you happen to be there anyway, I'll let you have a ticket. We just won't tell Bill, okay? But anyway, we appreciate the Lions High Touchdown Club and all they do for our Lions High Vikings. Bill, let's take a look at some national polls. First of all, we'll look at Prep Nation.
I just want to make sure we hit that,
yep,
too.
I got it right there. What you hear my producer tell you about Bill Osborne, keeps Ole Miss on track as far as keeping us going right here. And down our, I like this, the way you got this thing laid out here.
It's a little better.
It's a little better. Anyway, Prep Nation, South Panola, the number 5 team in the nation. Camden, number 18. We're ranked at number 50 in Prep Nation. USA Today Super 25. And the reason we mentioned South Panola, the number 5 school, is because tomorrow, South Panola, I think they made the trip up today. They will play the Colquitt County Packers over in the Hog Pen at 12:30 tomorrow. That's the number 5 team in the nation playing the Colquitt County Packers. And of course, the Packers coming off a tough loss to Cook County Hornets. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Camden, the number 18 team in the nation. And they open their season tonight. In the Southeast region, it's South Panola number 2, Hoover number 5, Camden number 7, and our Vikings number 9 as far as the region rankings goes. U.S. Today Super 25 has number 2 Miami Central. They have Miami Central at number 2, and they visit Camden September the 3rd, next Friday night. Camden will get the number 2 team in the nation. And, of course, South Panola, which is 5 in Prep Nation, it is number 4 in the USA Today, and they'll be in town tomorrow. And looking at the high school rankings.
The state rankings.
I'm sorry, the state.
Because we've been talking about high school. Yep. What game have you been playing?
I'm thinking this is small college football.
It just about is. But go ahead. Yeah, we got some state polls.
All righty. The number 1 team in the state, the Camden County Wildcats. They were off last week. They're home versus Savannah. Savannah 0-1. They lost to Groves 19-12. Of course, our Vikings 1-0 on the year. 34-26 winners over South Gwinnett last Friday night. North Gwinnett, the number 3 team, they beat Lassiter 34-14, and they play Bob Jones tomorrow, and that's over in Madison, Alabama. Peachtree Ridge, the number 4 team, beat McEachern 24-21, and we talked about that last. We talked about it last Tuesday night during the coaches show. It was 24-24. McEachern came out, lined up to kick a field goal. The center bent over, put his hand on the ball, and just as soon as he put his hand on the ball, the linesman called time. Nobody hurt him. The ball was snapped, kicked, field goal was made. They rushed out on the field, thought they were going to overtime when the official stepped in and said, no, I called time. They put him back out on the field, and this time McEachern missed the field goal, and they lost 24-21. And we'll see McEachern next Friday night as we travel up there. The number 5 team in the state, Noonan. They were off their home tonight versus LaGrange. Stevenson, number 6 team, is at Parkview. McEachern, who played last Saturday in the Corky Kell Classic, they're off. They'll be home next Friday night against our Vikings. In fact, we'll look and see their coaches sitting on the other side over there in about 35 minutes. They'll come in and sit down. Roswell is at Collins Hill. Valdosta opens tonight home against Maurice Freeman's Brooks County Trojans. Valdosta, the number 9 team in the state, and Brookwood, a 1-0, beat Walton 27-10. They're off tonight, and that is your top 10. Camden, Lowndes, North Gwinnett, Peachtree Ridge, Noonan, Stevenson, McEachern, Roswell, Valdosta, and Brookwood. That rounds out your top 10 in the state. According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution poll, coaches poll has not come out yet.
Yeah, that coaches poll waits until a few weeks into the season to give the coaches an opportunity to really see what some of the other teams are doing. And we'll give you those polls as we go further into the season.
Bill, games around the area that would be of interest to our listeners tonight. Of course, our Vikings 1-0. They're home tonight against Pebblebrook. This is Pebblebrook's first game of the season. Valdosta opens, like we said, at home tonight against Maurice Freeman's Brooks County Trojans over at Bazemore Hyder. Tiff County, 0-1 on the year. They lost to Fitzgerald 40-26. They're looking to rebound tonight as their host Locust Grove, a 3A school. Locust Grove was 7-3 last year, played a non-region schedule. Coffee, 0-1. They're at Ware County tonight. Coffee looking to rebound from a 20-7 loss to Brunswick, in which the game was stopped 6 minutes to go, 6:32 to go in the fourth quarter, and it was a legit thing because Coffee is a 5A school. Brunswick was 4A. There is a curfew, and it was in effect, so they had to stop playing. The Packers, under coach Russ Prost, who flew down last Saturday to watch South Panola play 0-1. They lost to Cook 15-9. They're at home tomorrow at 12:30 against South Panola, who beat Patel 38-0. And one of the nice things, Ken Coffer, the new head coach at Cook, Coach White, had a heart attack and passed away after the football season last year. And in the locker room, when they presented the team with the game ball, the team presented it to Coach White's family.
Wow.
And so that game was they dedicated that game in his memory. And, boy, what a class act that is from those Cook County Hornets. Berrien County, again, Ryan Branch's Berrien County Rebels. They're home versus Southwest Macon with new offensive coordinator Rooster Russell. We all know Rooster. Played at Valdosta State. He is the grandson of the late, of the legendary Irk Russell. Clinch County Panthers, Jim Dickerson and his fellows. They're at home tonight against Pierce County. Of course, they're in a tough region with Wilcox and Charlton. We told you Cook County 1-0. They're home tonight against America Sumter. Lanier County opens their season against Calhoun. And the Valwood Valiants open at Tift Area. And, Bill, tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can go out to Bazemore Hyder, take your child and go out there and register for the Blazer football camp that will be held at 9 o'clock in the morning by the Blazer players and coaches. All participants get a free T-shirt immediately following the camp at 9 o'clock when they get through with the clinic. They're going to give away T-shirts. They've got hot dogs. They've got Cokes. You'll pose with the players. It is Meet the Blazer Day tomorrow at Bazemore Hyder Stadium. Go out and meet David Dean's Valdosta State Blazers and see the players and see those big mammoth guys and get there early and go to the clinic and get you a free T-shirt and have a good time with Blazer Ball tomorrow.
So just briefly, because we do have about a minute here before we'll take another break, how does Valdosta State look? I know you were part of their radio crew as well. Give us a little quick down and dirty about how Valdosta State's going to look.
Offensive line, that's where it hinges at. They have running backs are as good as we have ever had. Jimmy Coy, who will be the starting quarterback, kind of got it by default. And my mind just, you asked me, my mind went
well,
completely
blank.
Well,
you don't have to name names. So.
It was a battle for the starting quarterback spot. And one guy got his knee hurt, so Coy, but he was a great quarterback in his own right. Defensively, of course, we've got a lockdown Stevie Harden back there for the Valdosta State Blazers. And the defensive backs are a little bit taller this year and probably as athletic as Valdosta State's ever had. Y'all will hinge on the defensive line and the O-line and how well DeMario Jones, a captain who injured his knee last year, defensive tackle, and how well he's able to adjust to get back into the college game. Bill, let's take another break. When we'll return, we'll check with Old Sideline, the one-man party. Marty Rogers on the sidelines to get his observations from the field. You're listening to the Southeastern, the Federal Credit Union's Vikings pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And now we're back at Martin Stadium. Wes James along with the Owlsman, Wild Bill Osborne. Let's go down on the field to the old one man. I like that.
And now Marty, he's going to be real upset. We're calling him the man, one man party.
And you got to tell him how we got the one man party.
I already told him.
Did you? All righty. Down on the field, Marty Rogers. Marty, you've had a chance to get down and see how things are going. What does it feel like down there tonight?
Well, guys, it feels real good. Actually, the weather's quite nice tonight. It's not near as hot as it was last week, which hopefully will allow our boys to stay a little bit fresh this week, and hopefully we can play four full quarters. But it definitely feels better. The kids are definitely ready to play. I will say a few things, a couple things I've noted. Tyler Hunter and Geraldo Order are both in street clothes, so it doesn't look like they will be playing tonight. But our skill guys are on the field. They're practicing. They're ready to play.
Have you had a chance to get over and talk to Coach Smith?
I have not had a chance to talk with Coach Smith. He's meeting with Coach Mack right now. They're having a little conversation, as the coaches normally do. I did speak with one of the assistants and talked with them a little bit about their team and the fact that they had their preseason scrimmage shortened last week due to the lightning. But they're ready to play. They feel like their team's ready. They certainly look for a competitive first half. They said their depth is a little bit of a problem. But they're looking forward to the challenge, and they're ready to play.
Well, while we got just a second, I want to say kudos to Lowndes House Junior Varsity Football Team. They played the Tift County Blue Devils yesterday, beating them 44-0. Dee Daniels ran for touchdowns of 6 and 22 yards. Walter Carlos Martin had runs of 5 and 17. Eric Blanton chunked a 30-yarder to Jordan Williams. Matt McEnstein kicked 6 extra points. The Vikings got a safety. And how about this? Old Al Chandler, everybody knows Coach Al, takes care of everything for Lowndes High football. His son, Arfany Chandler, returned a fumble 11 yards for a touchdown.
Big man got him a touchdown.
And Vikings Junior Varsity win their first game, 44-0. Next Thursday at 4:30, right here, those pesky Trojans come to town. And the Junior Varsity will be playing over here at 4:30 next Thursday. Get a chance to come out and see the Junior Varsity play. Earlier today, I had a chance to sit down and talk to Coach Mack about tonight's game. Let's go to the coach's corner and see what Coach Mack has to say about these Pebblebrook Falcons.
I'm visiting with head coach Randy McPherson. Coach, it was hot last Friday. First of all, congratulations on a great victory last Friday night against a very talented South Gwinnett team. We get another one of those Atlanta teams.
You're right, Wes. It ought to be a good one.
Coach, Pebblebrook comes in. They were 6-4 last year. Last game of the season, had they wanted, they'd make the playoffs. Coach Randall Smith's Falcons, a very, very young team, played a lot of sophomores last year. Most of them are juniors this year. He lost some key players, but he also has some good players coming back. Linebacker Darian Stewart, who we understand, talking with him earlier in the week, Stewart will not play. He's injured his ankle and won't play. Well, you know how that goes. They'll tell you they're not going to, but they'll show up anyway. Tight end Derek Raley, their quarterback was just a sophomore last year. He's back. And tell us a little bit about the Pebblebrook offense and what you expect out of them.
First of all, you know, they look very well coached. They got good skill kids, and the quarterback is the type of kid that can break it on you anytime he touches the ball.
I know they run out of the wing tee. Do they like to pass out of it a lot, or mainly they like to run?
They're pretty well balanced. You know, they throw it and run it, and they also run some veer option with midline. So they're very well coached. You know, Coach Smith has a lot of experience. He's a fine coach.
Coach, defensively, they run a base of a 4-3. How does that play in our hands running out of that wing tee with our passing game?
Well, Wes, you know, the actual alignment of a defense is not as much important as fundamentals. You know, if you play good fundamentals defensively, you're going to be able to do a good job. And that's what they do. They're fundamentally sound. They got a good secondary. We're going to have to get better.
Coach, some of the things we've worked on this week to get better, what have you done?
Obviously, the punt team we worked on real hard. And, you know, just basic fundamentals, you know, where you're supposed to be on the field. We got a young team, and it's early, and we got exposed in some areas last week, and we got them fixed. You know, we're ready to go. The kids know where to line up. They're excited about playing tonight, and fired up.
Practice, had a good week of practice.
Very good week.
Yeah, I was ready. Got their bellies full and ready to go out there and clip the wings of a falcon.
Yeah, they're ready to go.
Coach, appreciate you taking time out to visit with us, and we'll see you Tuesday night at Loco's Grill and Pub at 6:45 to talk about another great Lowndes High victory.
Welcome back to the Viking pregame show. We've gotten, well, I thought we would. Marty's down on this end. The visiting coach, Coach Smith, is talking with the officials. Marty's headed over that way right now. Bill, one of the things we have not done, and we had a chance to do last week, was talk about the Atlanta Journal Super 11. And they say one of the number one players is running back Isaiah Crowell from Carver Columbus. He's being recruited by Alabama, Clemson, Florida State, UGA, and Miami. Gainesville defensive end linebacker A.J. Johnson. The number two player, Grady Damian Swan of Grady High School. And then there's Xavier Dixon of Griffin High School. Brandon Randolph from Kell. And wide receiver Chris Conley from North Paulding. Offensive lineman Thomas O'Reilly at Pope. Just right down the road from us, Ray Drew, defensive end from Thomas County Central, Georgia Tech, Auburn, Clemson, Florida, and Florida State, and UGA. We saw him here, and of course he didn't do a whole lot against our Vikings, mainly because he was double-teamed most of the night. Linebacker James Waters, who's committed to Stanford at Tucker High School, and the number nine player is tight end Jay Rome, Alabama, Clemson, Florida, and UGA. And then the number 10 player from Wilcox County, quarterback Nick Marshall, who is committed to UGA. Now, those are the top 11 players in the state, but the word is already out. The Atlanta Journal, the folks up in Atlanta, has said he's already on the radar. Keep an eye on him. The mailman, Troy Braswell.
Yeah, after that first game, going only 12 carries and, you know, rattling off 188 yards, two touchdowns on the ground, that's going to be kind of hard to ignore by a lot of scouts. And I think we'll begin to see a lot more people show a lot more interest in Troy Braswell. And I was looking down. Marty looks like he's got Coach Smith now. Let's see if he's got something. Go ahead, Marty.
Let's go down the field to Marty.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I hate to interrupt you, but, yeah, I got Coach Randall Smith down there with me. Coach Smith, appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with us.
Thank
you. Coach, I know you're entering your third season here at Pebblebrook. And, of course, this is your first game of the year. And last week y'all had a scrimmage that was shortened, but tell us a little bit about your summer. How's preseason going, and what's your team looking like going into the season?
Well, you know, summer's always the same. You're hunting them athletes. You're going around picking them up, getting them to work out. The kids worked hard. We don't have the numbers we want, but we're excited that we're here tonight. It's a great opportunity for us. Such a wonderful place as Lowndes, and we're the same offense. So it's a mirror image of each other. We're just going to see who's got the best one. And, you know, I think a lot of people already know that. So.
Well, Coach, you mentioned you got a lot of, you know, you're looking for athletes. And I was watching your warm-ups, and you got a lot of them. And you mentioned the offense. And y'all do run the wing tee, similar to us. But you've got, like we said, a lot of athletes led by junior quarterback C.J. Goodman. Your captain on the offense, number 18, Derek Riley, looked like a great athlete. And talk to us a little bit about that wing tee. Who are some of the players to watch, and you know, what can we expect tonight?
Well, you know, the wing tee, like any coach that runs it, the thing you want is some big hogs up front. It makes it easier for the backs to do what they're supposed to do. Give a quarterback a little time, play action. Both teams are going to be play action passing tonight. It's not going to be a game y'all saw last week where one's throwing everywhere. We're both going to try to run the ball and sneak some passes in here and there, but. It's exciting. To me, the wing tee is an offense that allows the kids that are below average to be average because of the angle of blocking and the scheme of the game. So that's why we run it. We like it.
Well, Coach, that's well said. And on defense, of course, I know you're based out of a 4-3. And kid that's, you know, been your leader is number six, Darian Stewart. And I noticed he was in street clothes, so I know that's a big loss for you. But who are some other kids on that defense that's got to step up tonight and that we need to keep an eye on?
Well, again, you talk about number 18, the defensive end, Derek Riley. Number 50, Jeremy Jackson is a senior. Kendrick Peoples is our safety, a senior. He's going to step up and play for us. But, yeah, Darian Stewart has already been offered a scholarship at Central Florida. He pulled the bone sheath away from his foot. So he hopefully be back next week. But, yeah, tonight it's all about seniors. Your first game, you're away. You're in a beautiful facility. You got a great team you're playing. So the seniors really have to step up and start figuring out what playoff atmosphere is like, what you got here in Lowndes County.
Well, Coach, we wish you luck tonight. We hope everybody stays safe, and good luck the rest of the
Thank
season.
You.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us.
Marty,
guys,
Marty,
there you have it. He talked a little bit about his seniors needing to step up, and watching them during warm-ups, they do have a lot of athletes, so it ought to be interesting tonight.
And at this time, we'd like to welcome all our Pebblebrook Falcons fans who are listening via the Internet to our broadcast. If you've just joined in, or glad you folks have joined us. We just remind you one thing. This is the Lowndes High broadcast team, and we try not to be homers and try to make it just as informative and interesting as we can both ways. But remember that that Bill, myself, and Marty, we're all Lowndes High fans and Lowndes High broadcasters. All right, I tell you what, and
yeah, we're going to go and take another break, and when we come back, we'll have you some more information, start talking about some of the starters that we're going to see on both teams. We'll be back after this two-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame show on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to Martin Stadium in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame show. We want to thank the rest of our sponsors tonight, Waller Heating and Air, Jimmy John's Gourmet Sandwiches, Wiregrass Georgia Technical College, and Greiner Motors.
And
we'll talk a little bit about starting lineup.
Well, one of the things we want to talk before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about Lowndes' kicking game, because if we have an edge anywhere, it's the fact that hang time, Jed Solomon can own a kickoff consistently, put that ball in the end zone.
Yeah, he really can, and we've seen that this year. Of course, Jed Solomon, number six, he's put every kickoff into the end zone except two, and that was one at the very beginning of the first preseason game, and then one of his later kickoffs against the South Gwinnett last week. But everything else has been in the end zone, which gives us a great weapon when we can start on the 20, or make them start on the 20-yard line.
Bill, we finished up around 11 o'clock last Friday night. Team finally got dressed out of the locker rooms when we were between 11:30 and 11:45. Most players at that point in time go get them something to eat and head home with their parents or over to a friend's house. What did Hang Time do?
I don't know.
Hang Time told his dad, let's go to Hayhire Middle School, kick field goals to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
He said, I missed one. I've got to get better. I've got to get that ball up in there. That is the hardest working kicker I have ever seen. I put him in the same class with Curtis Schmidt.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the starting lineups that we anticipate seeing tonight. We'll start with the Pebble Brook Falcons. And, again, these are just speculative. We just, by information we've garnered and some things that we've seen. Defensively, it looks like you're going to see number 18, Derek Riley, at defensive end. At defensive tackle, it'll be number 50, Jeremy Jackson. At the other tackle, number 54, Charles McClain. At the other defensive end, it'll be number 58, Brian Azumba.
Now, Bill, let's stop for a second. Go back to number 18, Derek Riley. Watch that young man tonight. He's running under the radar. The young man can play some football.
Yeah, he really can. Going to the linebackers, you're going to have number 22, that's Khalid Henderson. Number 53, Stephen Green, and number 25, Malik Greer.
And that's who it hinges on, number 25 right there. As Malik does, as he plays tonight, so does the rest of that defense.
Also defensively, in the safe quarterbacks, at the strong, excuse me, get it out of my mouth. Strong safety, number 43, Jaquez Johnson. At free safety, number 7, Kendrick Peoples. And at the two corners, number 11, Daviquan Ross and Cedric Alexander, and that's your defensive starting lineup for the Pebble Brook Falcons.
Looking at him offensively, we'll start with center number 55, Tommy
Damasio,
and then you got number 53, the right guard, Stephen Green, number 65, the left guard, John Pitts, the right tackle, number 50, Jeremy Jackson, back from last year, left tackle, number 74, Avery Glass, a tight end, number 80, Julian Primus, And as Coach Smith said, it's up to the Hogs up front to open those holes for that wing T. Running back number 24, Naquan Jeffries. Number two is
Number was Naquan Jeffries? Sorry.
Number 24.
Gotcha.
And running number two is Satonis Harris. Fullback number four, Tyler Parnum. Wide receiver number 9, Ryan Smith. And, of course, if you've got a quarterback like we had a couple of years ago in Kari Franklin, you've got a fellow that can hide that ball, and of course, number one, C.J. Goodman. This is his second, if not third, year as starting quarterback for Pebble Brook.
That's your starting lineup for the Pebble Brook Falcons. For our Vikings tonight, again, very speculative. We got a couple players that are not going to be in uniform tonight. If you're here at the game, you see them on the field in street clothes. You heard Marty mention it. Tyler Hunter, number 15, was not cleared to play tonight because of a very low ankle sprain. And nothing very major, but another week of rest is what was needed. And you will not see Tyler Hunter on the field as a participant in tonight's game. But as Max says, all that does is give somebody else underneath them an opportunity to step up.
And what happened last week whenever order went out, who stepped up and was our defensive player of the week?
Tyquan Lang. That's another one. Number 26, Geraldo Orta, got hit in the shoulder, had it separated late in the game last week. He also is in street clothes, will not play tonight. Again, doctors did not clear him. Again, not very serious, but nonetheless, he will not be in uniform tonight.
All righty. Well, give us our defense, Bill.
Our defensive starting at the nose is still going to be the big man, number 77, Justin Wilson. On either side of him, we'll probably see number 54, A.J. Flukas, Nasty Flu, as Wes likes to call him. At the other spot, we'll see number 30, that's James Mathis. At the two defensive end spots, I'm going to give you all four players because all four are great athletes and can interchange themselves out in this defense, and any can play with the other. Number 46, Matt Fraser. Number 44, Dale McBurrow. Number 25, Josh Clemens. And number 87, that's Dylan Roberts. Those are your defensive ends. At cornerback, we'll see number 7, Ken Durden. And the other one will be number 31, Kerry Stanley. At linebacker, we'll see number 41, Tim St. Fort. At the other backer spot will be number 32, Chris Scurry. At one of the safeties, number 45, Mikey On Paget. And at the other safety spot, number 26, Geraldo Orta is who I have on my list. But this is going to be a surprise. We'll see, along with all these guys, who can step up and be the man.
And before we get into the offense, we're going to make at least one person in this whole stadium happy. Got you a score from over in Waycross. It is the Trojans 7, Ware County nothing. And that is on the first drive of the ball game. Trojans went down and 7-0.
Well, give us our offensive starting lineup for tonight for our Lowndes High Vikings.
All righty, the offensive line, my sons of thunder, as I like to call them. Number 61, the center, a sophomore, Larry Scarborough. At left guard, number 70, James Pittman. At right guard, number 71, Foster Harvey. At left tackle, number 75, Jared the Big Man Davis. At right tackle, number 67, Stacy Wright. At tight end, number 80, you'll probably see Kendall Coleman. Also a lot of number 92, Ed Moore. At wide receiver, Tyler Hunter will not play tonight. You'll see number 25, Josh Clemens. Number 7, Kenny Dirty Durden. And number 27, Paul Johnson. At fullback, number 11, the Diesel, Sam Duncan. At wide receiver, at wingback, number 21, Nick Bergman. And he'll be subbed a lot with number 1, Mike Moore. The other wingback, number 29, the Mailman. 12 carries last week for 188 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Mailman, Troy Braswell. And at quarterback, number 12, the Gunslinger, Cole Parker. And that's our starting lineup offensively for our Lowndes High Vikings. Take a break there.
Huh? You had to breathe.
Had to breathe.
I tell you what, let's take a quick 2-minute break, and when we come back, the band will be making their way onto the field. We'll get ready for the game itself. We'll have the coin toss. Of course, Marty will be down on the field to bring us that live from the 50-yard line. But let's take a 2-minute break. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report on Viking Radio Network, 99.5, Kicks Country. Welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame show right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. As I look down, the Vikings still warming up on the field. We're getting very, very close to the band being on the field. I look down below, the little Vikes would do a summer camp. They get to come onto the field usually one or for two games into the season, and I see several of them down there on the sideline. They'll be a part of the alma mater and the national anthem. I want to remind everybody, every Tuesday night at 6:45,
Bill, look, there's a cow on the field.
I see the cow on the field. It's a Chick-fil-A cow. Thank you to Chick-fil-A, too, for the fine vittles they bring up here every week. Want to remind everybody on Tuesday night, it's the Loco's Grill and Pub, Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, live from Loco's Grill and Pub and broadcast live on 99.5 Kicks Country. This year's show is brought to you by Loco's Grill and Pub, Coombs Heating and Air, Deloach Body Works, Hutchison Chiropractic Center, Star Insurance, Farmers and Merchants Bank, R&S Sports, Waller Heating and Air, Luke Electrical Services, The Medicine Shop, Eagle Fire and Safety, and the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia. Also want to thank especially Star Insurance and Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia for their sponsorship on the TheVikingBoys.com webpage, on the Coaches Archive page. So where we do the Coaches Show, if you can't listen, you can always go back and listen to it on that page, and that is brought to you by Star Insurance and the Foot and Ankle Institute. Again, come out on Tuesday night. Get there early. Great food at Loco's Grill and Pub. And one lucky person, one lucky Touchdown Club member who registers there that night, if we draw your name, you will get your meal paid for that night. Compliments of thevikingvoice.com, Wes.
And the Viking Voice is, of course, headed up and run by Bill Osborne.
You got a little something to do with it.
I just run my, what do you say? I'm just the on-air talent. I just show up and run my mouth. You take care of all the technical and business side of it. Our color guard down on the field right now, lining up on the 50 and getting ready to march out and present the colors. It won't be long before we'll be kicking off this big Region 5A matchup against the Pebblebrook Falcons. Bill, we talked about their offense. They're a wing T offense. We named their defensive starters, but we didn't talk about that 4-3 defense.
Yeah, a little bit different.
I mean, that's what I grew up playing 4-3. That's what we played that for a little bit. Then you went to the 4-4 slant. But teams are starting to go back maybe to old basic football, because if you go back to the old days, the old Packers, the Bears, they ran that 4-3 defense, and everything hinged around those three, two defensive ends and those three linebackers, and especially your middle linebacker, able to get up and down that line of scrimmage. And it's going to be interesting to see how well these Pebblebrook Falcons can, how well they do against our inexperienced offensive line. And that's really what we've got. We've got some very young Sons of Thunder.
Yeah, they got baptized a little bit by fire last week and came out pretty good, had a few holds, had a few false starts. But I'm sure this week of practice they have corrected some of those things. I think you'll see a different focus from our offensive line tonight as they face the Falcons. You heard Coach Smith say earlier that this wing T offense, going back into the old days, if you will, makes running an offense a little simpler. It gives the players an opportunity, maybe if they're not great athletes, still to excel based on those blocking angles and taking advantage of the angles that you get with a wing T offense.
Well, like you say, we've got to see what we do. Band the drums and the tubas have come out on the field,
and then the others will rush from the two end tunnels at the south end zone. Makes for a very great show when they come out here, and this course, almost 400 marching members of the Loudside Georgia Bridgemen. I think you're getting ready to get blown away right here, Wes, and we are 30 rows up.
There they are, and there goes the dance line out. They've turned and faced the west stands, the home side. And the color guard, the flag corps is out, and everything stopped.
And here comes the rest of the ants from the tunnel. Man, that's a lot of them.
And they're doing a little bit different. Well, there they go. That hand extended out in front of them in a crouched position as they come running from the two ends of the end zone.
We'll be ready to do the national anthem here in just a minute and the alma mater. Let's go ahead and take a quick two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the coin toss for you. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame Viking Report right here on 99.5 Kix Country. And we're back at Martin Stadium for the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Viking pregame report. As you hear in the background, the Georgia Bridgemen, 380 strong, with several in the stands, playing the national anthem as we honor America. We'll pause just a second and allow them to finish. And that is the Loudside Georgia Bridgemen as they bring us the national anthem, which, Wes, just means we're that much closer to Loudside football.
About 5.5 minutes, the Louds Viking captains, Bill, come out to our left down there, and Pebble Brooks are coming out to my right. They have two captains, and real quickly across the way, it is number 58. That is Brian Uzombo, and as soon as he turns, it looks like it's number 50. Jeremy Jackson, the two captains for Pebblebrook.
And the Vikings yet to come out of the field house. Well, I do see them now. Number 12, Cole Parker. Number 31, Kerry Stanley. Number 87, for our Vikings, Dylan Roberts, and I can't see who the other one is. Looks like maybe Mikey on. Nope, 92, Ed Moore. Those are your four captains for the Vikings. Cole Parker, Kerry Stanley, Ed Moore, and number 87, Dylan Roberts. Looking down on the field, Marty, of course, we started this last year, gets an opportunity to go out on the field and will mic the actual coin toss. So you'll get firsthand who wins the toss and what's going on the field. Of course, you may not be able to hear it sometimes very well as the mic will get a little too far away from the official, but we'll be sure and pass that all along as well. The Vikings, Georgia Bridgeman out on the field in the in their stance. They spell out V-I-K-I-N-G-S, Vikings. And I guess you can do that when you have a band that size. You got enough kids, you can spread them out and really spell a pretty big word.
Bill, got an update from over in Ware County. It is now Ware County 7, Coffee 7. They've come. Ware County's come back. Coffee took the opening kickoff, marched down the field, went up 7-0, and the Gators have now come back a tie at 7-7 in the first.
All right, the band is beginning to clear the field now. Let's see. Captains go onto the field. Marty follows them.
It is number 50 and 58 for Pebblebrook. So you head out on the field about 3.5 minutes away. A great, great night for high school football. I want to remind you one more time of the Lounge Eye Coaches Show Tuesday night at 6:45 at Loco's Grill and Pub. If you can't be there, you can listen live on 99.5 Kix Country or via the World Wide Web at www.thevikingvoice.com.
All right. Let's go down on the field now and see what we can hear from Marty's mic. Go ahead, Marty.
A little windy tonight. Not, I mean, just, it just kind of spurts a little bit.
My name is Max Power. You are captain for our main engine. You control your team, you show discipline, and you make sure your team is showing great sportsmanship. I'm ready to play ball. How about you? All right. I've got a head and I got a tails. Head and tails. What would you like to call? You want to call heads. Did you hear him? It is tails. You've won the toss. Now, my understanding from you, your coach wants you to receive.
Yes, sir.
And my your coach, he wants you to defend the scoreboard. So if you turn around, face each other. All right, Lounge County will receive. Shake hands, and let's go have a good first half.
There you heard it.
Bill, stop, look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Vikings.
And you heard from down on the field, the Vikings win the toss and they elect to receive. And we'll be right back after this 2-minute break, ready to kick this ball game off. We'll be back after a 2-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge Eye Radio Network on 99.5 Kix Country.